Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Who Will Cry When You Die by Robin Sharma. This insightful book offers a collection of wisdom that encourages you to live a meaningful and impactful life. Sharma, a renowned author known for his expertise in leadership and personal growth, shares strategies to help you become the best version of yourself. The essence of the book is about leaving a legacy that makes your loved ones not only miss you, but also be profoundly grateful for the richness you brought to their lives. Robin Sharma, a best-selling author and motivational coach, has influenced top executives at global companies, including Microsoft, Nike, and FedEx, with his books like The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and The Greatness Guide. His practical advice in Who Will Cry When You Die is especially relevant for entrepreneurs, coaches, psychologists, and anyone looking to enhance their personal success and make meaningful contributions to those around them. Tune in to ensure you're living a life that not only strives for personal achievement, but also enriches the lives of others. Who Will Cry When You Die? Life Lessons from the Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Introduction. Discover your life's true impact. Make every moment count. In a world that never seems to slow down, where endless notifications and continuously updated feeds define our daily rhythms, it can be a tall order to pause and ponder on the deep question, what truly adds meaning to our life? It's not just about ticking off personal goals or mastering self-improvement techniques. True fulfillment extends beyond the self. It's about enriching the lives of those around us, our communities, and even the broader society. This narrative uncovers the essence of leading a purpose-driven life. It illustrates not only how to pave a path of personal success, but also how to ensure that your existence leaves an indelible positive mark on the world. Ultimately, it's about living in such a way that when you are no longer here, your absence is deeply felt and your legacy fondly remembered. Here, we'll explore the ancient Roman views on the benefits of physical exercise, strategies to transform your daily commute into a productive sanctuary, and insights into how regular physical activity could substantially extend your lifespan. Join us as we delve into understanding how every choice and action can contribute to a profound and impactful life journey, fostering a legacy that echoes in the hearts of many. Part 1. Embrace joy and discipline for a rich and fulfilling journey through life. Imagine the burst of joy and celebration that accompanied your very first cry at birth, that pure moment of human connection and jubilation. As an adult, wouldn't you want to cultivate a life that, upon reflection, sparks joy and pride, not just for yourself, but for those who will remember you? It's about leaving behind a legacy painted with strokes of satisfaction and happiness. To achieve such a life, there are a couple of foundational principles you can adopt. Let's dive into these life-enhancing strategies. The first pivotal concept is maintaining perspective. Renowned theoretical physicist Stephen Hawking once shared an eye-opening perspective, reminding us that we inhabit a tiny planet orbiting an ordinary star, tucked away on the fringes of one among countless galaxies. His message? Essentially, don't sweat the small stuff. Life's too expansive and the universe too vast for us to get bogged down by minor grievances or slights. Consider a common everyday irritation, someone failing to hold the door open for you. It's easy to let such moments sour your mood or even define your day. But what if you chose to view it differently? Perhaps the person was simply distracted or in a hurry. By adopting a broader perspective, you allow these minor irritations to roll off your back, choosing instead to navigate your day with a heart full of optimism. Next up, let's talk about the crucial role of self-discipline. It's a force that not only propels you towards personal goals, but also enriches your relationships and overall life quality. Imagine the chaos of a life where every challenge or disagreement led to giving up, whether it's on personal projects or friendships. Contrastingly, sticking through tough times, particularly with friends, and resolving conflicts shows resilience and growth. Self-discipline means committing to see things through, even when the going gets tough. It's about harnessing your willpower to maintain courses of action that foster strength, reliability, and ultimately, success in various facets of life. Incorporating these principles into your daily life isn't just beneficial for personal triumphs. They ripple outward, enriching your interactions and relationships with others. By maintaining perspective and practicing disciplined resilience, you craft a life that's not only successful, but also profoundly impactful, a life that truly makes a difference. Part 2, Honesty and Resilience, the Cornerstones of a Joyful Life. Many of us are guilty of making promises at social gatherings, like offering to lend a book, without any real intention of following through. It might seem harmless, but this habit can subtly erode your happiness. The truth is, failing to keep promises not only disappoints others, but also brands you as unreliable. To cultivate a truly joyful and honest life, it's vital to start by recognizing how often we avoid the truth, perhaps to dodge uncomfortable situations or to appear more likable. A good exercise is to monitor how frequently you bend the truth over a week and then challenge yourself to a week of complete honesty. This means rigorously keeping your promises, even those no one but you knows about. The transformation you'll experience by simply being reliable can be profound. Honesty brings a kind of liberation and deep satisfaction, enhancing your sense of self-worth and the trust others place in you. On another front, learning to effectively deal with failure and adversity is indispensable for leading a happier life. Often, our greatest lessons come from our most challenging experiences. Consider people who have battled serious illnesses. They frequently emerge as some of the most joyful and health-conscious individuals. Their journey through hardship teaches them vital life skills and deepens their appreciation for life. Moreover, embracing risk and facing potential failure is crucial. Living a life sheltered from risks may be comfortable, but it also caps your potential experiences and achievements. For instance, the fear of failing exams or dreading the pressure might dissuade someone from pursuing a dream career in surgery. However, by avoiding this path, they miss out on the possibility of achieving something truly fulfilling. Even if failures occur along this ambitious path, they are valuable experiences, often guiding you to alternative, sometimes even better, opportunities. True happiness stems from a blend of authenticity and resilience. By staying true to your word and embracing life's challenges with open arms, you not only build a robust character but also create a life that is vibrant, impactful, and deeply satisfying. Part 3. Balance purpose with pauses, crafting a life of meaning and rejuvenation. As life hurries by, days blending into a blur of activities and demands, it's a common feeling to end up breathless, struggling to catch a moment of peace. This persistent rush is often a hint that we need to recalibrate our focus, prioritizing what truly matters over the whirlwind of external expectations. Understanding what is truly essential in your life is the cornerstone of a meaningful existence. Reflecting on an ancient Chinese narrative, there's a tale of a sword maker whose exceptional craftsmanship earned him the privilege to create swords for the rulers of China. When the king inquired about the secret behind his unparalleled swords, he expected a mystical answer. Instead, he learned that the swordmaker's success stemmed from an unwavering dedication to his craft, spending every moment of 2 decades honing his skills. This concept is mirrored in modern examples like Michael Jordan, whose focus was solely on basketball, while all other aspects of his life, from managing contracts to personal logistics, were handled by others so he could concentrate on excelling at his sport. However, relentless focus and hard work can lead to exhaustion if not balanced with well-deserved breaks. True fulfillment isn't derived solely through professional achievements, but also through connections, hobbies, and rest. Deep, enriching relationships and regular periods of relaxation are pivotal components of a well-rounded life. While it's crucial to hone in on what's important, equally important is the practice of taking breaks. These pauses aren't mere gaps in your schedule. They're vital for reducing stress, boosting happiness, and maintaining health. Think of them as essential sabbaticals, not just the historical religious breaks dedicated to reflection and prayer, but modern intervals designed to rejuvenate and inspire. To implement this in your life, consider planning short sabbaticals, perhaps 2 to 3 hours long, spread throughout your week. This structured downtime ensures you have dedicated moments to step back, relax, and engage with life's fuller spectrum, from family time to personal hobbies. By striking this balance, you not only enhance your productivity and focus when it's time to work, but also enrich your life's tapestry with joy and peace. Part 4. Rediscover joy like a child and nurture your body for a vibrant life. Remember the sheer delight of being a child. Think about how children relish their bread, often joyously digging out the softest part and discarding the crust. While such behavior might be frustrating for a parent balancing nutrition and manners, it highlights a vital lesson. Children naturally gravitate toward what brings them the most happiness. As adults, getting caught in the drudgery of responsibilities and routine tasks, like paying bills, organizing files, or dealing with taxes, can often sap the joy out of life. However, we can choose to minimize the energy spent on tasks we dislike and instead focus on activities that reignite our enthusiasm for life. To recapture this childlike zest, consider what activities made you happiest as a child. Was it eating ice cream, rollerblading, playing dress-up? These simple pleasures don't have an age limit, and re-engaging with them can liberate your spirit and revitalize your everyday experiences. Beyond rediscovering joy through childlike wonder, there's another crucial aspect of enjoying life: taking care of your physical well-being. The ancient Romans recognized the inseparable connection between a healthy mind and a healthy body, a concept just as relevant today. Maintaining physical health is not only about enhancing your quality of life, but also extending it. Research from Harvard University underscores this point with a compelling finding. For every hour of exercise, an individual's lifespan could increase by approximately 3 hours. This powerful statistic highlights the profound impact of regular physical activity. Whether it's a simple daily walk, a session on the treadmill, or a weekly dance class, prioritizing physical health through exercise is essential. By nurturing your body, you not only boost your physical capabilities, but also open the door to a happier, more enjoyable life. In essence, embracing the unabashed joy of childhood and caring for your physical health are intertwined strategies that together craft a fuller, more vibrant life experience. So why not lace up those rollerblades, scoop up some ice cream, and step out for a rejuvenating walk? Your body and your inner child will thank you for it. Part 5. Embrace the journey. Life's value lies in the process, not just the milestones. In a culture that often glorifies goal achievement and material success, it's easy to get caught up in the belief that specific accomplishments, like securing a promotion, entering a new relationship, or acquiring luxury items, are the ultimate markers of a fulfilled life. However, this outlook can lead us astray. The true richness of life doesn't come solely from reaching these goals. Rather, it's the growth and experiences we gather along the way that truly shape us. The process of achieving goals is where real development occurs. For instance, as you strive to become a better leader or a more engaged parent, the skills and insights you develop during this journey are the true rewards. This perspective should also inform how we celebrate achievements. Instead of focusing solely on the outcome, like passing a driving test, it's more enriching to appreciate the entire experience. Consider the responsibility, independence, and improved coordination you've developed throughout the process. These attributes contribute significantly to your personal growth and are worth acknowledging. This emphasis on process ties deeply with the concept of self-awareness, which is crucial for personal evolution. For example, when the author scrutinized his own public speaking skills, he realized the need for improvement. His initial thrill from appearing on radio and television masked his rapid, hard-to-follow speech. By reviewing recordings of his appearances, he identified specific areas for enhancement. This led him to take structured steps towards betterment, such as enrolling in public speaking courses and joining a speakers' association, which subsequently refined his skills and opened up further professional opportunities. Just like this journey, embracing the full spectrum of experiences in your endeavors, not just the endpoints, enriches your life. It prompts a deeper understanding of your personal strengths and weaknesses, and fosters a mindset geared towards continual learning and adaptation. Therefore, as you navigate through life, remember to treasure each step of your personal and professional pursuits. By doing so, you cultivate a richer, more thoughtful existence that values growth and learning as much as, if not more than, traditional symbols of success. Part 6. Master your time and emotions for a fuller, more contented life. It's a common grievance heard around the globe. I just don't have enough time. Yet, paradoxically, we often find hours to watch movies or scroll through social media. This contradiction signals a clear need for refined time management skills. Understanding that time is not just fleeting but incredibly valuable is the first step towards better management. Far too many of us treat our days as though the sands of time are infinite, leading to procrastination and inefficiency. Hours can be lost to the mundanities of life administration, hobbies, or merely daydreaming. To turn this around, begin by identifying the activities that hold real significance for you. Whether it's meditating, learning new skills, or dedicating time to personal projects, these should be deliberately woven into your daily regime. Sticking faithfully to a well-considered schedule ensures that your important tasks get the attention they deserve, optimizing your use of time. While mastering time management is crucial, gaining control over your emotional reactions is equally important for achieving long-lasting happiness. Unchecked emotions can not only waste time, but can also destroy the relationships you've worked hard to build. Negative reactions like anger or resentment can lead to repercussions that ripple far beyond the initial moment of emotion, ruining friendships and professional relationships. Furthermore, emotional turmoil often leads to procrastination. Consider the times you've replayed an argument in your mind, long after everyone else has moved on. This not only saps your energy, but also robs you of the time that could have been spent on more productive pursuits. The solution is straightforward. Manage your emotional responses effectively. When agitated or upset, give yourself a moment to cool down. Count to 100 before responding to a triggering situation. This pause allows you to respond more thoughtfully, preserving relationships and maintaining your peace of mind. If the emotional heat is too intense, step back and allow yourself a longer period to regain composure, perhaps through meditation or quiet reflection. This break of around 30 minutes can significantly soften intense emotions, enabling you to approach situations with a clearer, more rational mindset. In essence, by managing both your time and your emotions, you not only make room for the activities and people that matter most, but also build a life characterized by greater satisfaction and contentment. Part 7. Enhance your well-being by connecting with nature and optimizing your commute. Urban life, with its incessant buzz and perpetual streams of information, can be overwhelming. Compare today's information influx to the 17th century, where the content in a single issue of the New York Times might equal a lifetime's worth of news. Clearly, finding moments to decompress is more crucial than ever. One of the most effective ways to reclaim peace and stimulate happiness is by reconnecting with nature. After bustling weeks filled with professional engagements, the author finds solace in the serenity of nature. A quiet park or the soothing woods, where the mere sound of wind in the trees can usher in tranquility and meditative calm. Such environments not only help clear your mind and refine your focus on what truly matters, but also enhance your creativity. Think of Isaac Newton and his gravity epiphany under an apple tree. Nature has long been a catalyst for brilliant insights. But in our busy lives, frequent escapes into nature might not always be feasible. However, you can still integrate elements of nature into everyday routines, such as your daily commute. Opt to walk through a park or take routes that offer more scenic views. These small adjustments can provide daily doses of natural beauty and relaxation. Speaking of commuting, it represents a significant chunk of time that, when used wisely, can become a cornerstone for personal growth and success. Whether your commute is 30 minutes or longer, each minute counts. Instead of passively staring out of the window or getting frustrated in traffic, turn your commute into a productive sanctuary. If you drive, consider listening to educational audiobooks or engaging podcasts that broaden your knowledge or inspire new ideas. For those using public transport, the possibilities extend even further, from catching up on reading to practicing mindfulness or learning a new skill through apps on your smartphone. By actively using commute time for personal development, you transform what could be wasted time into valuable opportunities for learning and growth. This proactive approach not only enriches your professional and personal life, but also makes the journey itself more rewarding and enjoyable. So, next time you set out for your daily commute, consider it as another step towards achieving your goals and enhancing your well-being. Part 8. Shift from complaint to contribution for a purposeful life. Complaining can often feel satisfying. It's a way to vent frustrations and empathize with others. However, incessantly focusing on what's wrong rather than taking action can trap you in a cycle of negativity. Recognize this pattern. If so, it's time to shift from complaint to proactive contribution. For instance, if you constantly feel pressed for time, consider waking up earlier to tackle your goals, whether that's exercise, learning a new skill, or simply organizing your day better. The proactive approach applies across scenarios, from ecological concerns to economic challenges. Complaining about pollution achieves little. Actively engaging in recycling and reducing your carbon footprint, however, makes a tangible difference. Similarly, if you're feeling stifled in your job due to economic downturns or company policies, don't just stew in discontent. Update your resume, enhance your portfolio, or create new projects that showcase your capabilities. These initial steps not only pave the way for change, but also demonstrate that you have control over your circumstances, proving that persistence can replace complaints with achievements. An essential aspect of turning complaints into contributions is recognizing and embracing your value in the world. When choosing a career or a calling, consider what positive impacts you can make on the lives of others. Understanding your potential contributions not only fuels your journey towards a fulfilling and well-compensated role, but also aligns your professional path with your personal values. Take surgeons, for example. Their high societal value isn't due to inherent superiority, but is a direct result of the extensive, specialized training they've undergone, which enables them to save lives and make significant impacts. It's never too late to start cultivating skills that are in demand and can benefit your community. Dive into learning, engage with new ideas, and prepare yourself to offer unique contributions. In conclusion, living your life as the best version of yourself isn't an abstract concept. It becomes attainable when you actively choose to make productive use of your time, focus on meaningful goals, and celebrate life's journey along the way. By transforming from a chronic complainer to a proactive contributor, you ensure that your legacy will be one of impact and inspiration, remembered fondly by all whose lives you've touched. Final summary. Reflect on this profound question. Who will cry when you pass away? If you suspect the answer might be fewer people than you'd like, it could be a nudge to reassess and enrich the way you live. Living a life that deeply touches others requires effort, dedication, and a commitment to self-improvement, but the rewards are immeasurable. The essence of living a meaningful life lies in giving your best to the world and finding ways to make a positive impact on those around you. It's about achieving personal fulfillment and ensuring that your presence adds value, making your absence deeply felt. Start by utilizing your time effectively, focus on what truly matters, and strive to engage in activities that enhance both your life and the lives of others. Cultivating the best version of yourself means actively choosing to participate in life's opportunities, learning new skills, and fostering relationships that are supportive and enriching. Ultimately, the goal is to live so that your legacy is cherished and remembered fondly by those whose lives you've touched. By living consciously and with purpose, you create a life that is not only full of achievement, but also rich in connection and significance, ensuring that your impact will be felt long after you're gone. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.